disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Hold on to your hats. Fasten your seatbelts. Get ready for the ride of your life. It's Show With No Name time on Vaughn Radio. It's the Show With No Name, Alberto Alonso in the Show With No Name. Let's go.
That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called. Yeah. Music to my ears. Oh yeah, that's right, my amigos. That's right. Get ready for 2 hours of energy, English, and interactivity on your favorite English variety show, The Show With No Name. But guys, remember, I can't do this show on my own. So we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. Folks, Friday, got that Friday energy, that Friday buzz going on, and I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it, and I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Yes, I am reciting song lyrics, but I feel like that's, I go through life, you know, that's my mantra, as we say, through life. I'm so excited, and I can't hide it. Sometimes I even try and hide it, but there's no use. No sirve de nada hiding your excitement, especially on a Friday. And you guys know what we say on a Friday. We say OMG. Nope. No, it's not OMG. BTW.
Are you serious?
Nope. It's not by the way, is it? I know. LOL.
You can't be serious.
It's not laugh out loud? Oh, okay. No. I got it. On Friday, we say T-G-I-M. Guys, that was the right one. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. We made it through another week, and I'm happy to be here with you guys as always. And we got a very special guest in the studio right now. And so without any further ado, let's introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, Carlos González. Pintado. In English, painted. Hello, Carlos. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me. Good morning, Fox. I hope you enjoy this little morning chat. I'm very happy to be here with you today.
I'm sure we're going to enjoy it because, well, I think you could tell from our music that somebody in this room, and I'm not going to name any names, is obsessed with space and rockets. And, well, I know a lot of people who are just interested in this fascinating, leaving our planet and discovering others. And ever since, I think this is something all kids.
Mm-hmm.
Dream about, you know, we dream when we look out the window and we see the stars and the planets and we all dream, you know, wow, one day maybe I could go there. And some people do. And some people do go there. And many people work together to make sure that people can go there and explore, not just now, our atmosphere, but going beyond to even other planets such as Mars, which we were just talking about with Richard Vaughn, who's another space lover as well. All right. Well, Carlos, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm meeting you in a bar for the first time. I just ordered a beer. Say, hey, what's your, you know, we're at JFK. We're at a layover. Tenemos estamos en aeropuerto. I say, hey, nice to meet you. Carlos, what do you do? That's a hard question. You do a lot of things.
It is a little hard question. I worked for 43 years for NASA in... When I say that, people always ask me, this is something you thought when you were a kid? Is this something that you would have liked to do? Mm-hmm. And I say, no. When I was a kid, I wanted to become a doctor.
Right. Oh, so it's funny.
Yeah. And then the problem is that the expenses needed for the university to become a doctor were... a little too high. So
we're astronomical. Pardon my pun.
That's right.
Pardon the pun. I had to put it in there.
So my parents decided that it would be better to find something a little less expensive.
Right.
So I started studying electronics. I went to the U.S. to study with a scholarship. And when I came back, I saw an ad in the paper. We need technical people for working at the station in Robledo de Chavela, knowing good English and with an electronics background.
So wait, I got to stop you 1 second. So you're saying English was indispensable?
It was.
In your career?
It was.
Guys, pay attention.
No, it was. We had to be talking with Houston constantly. So
right.
We
Mission
better,
control, Houston.
Yeah, we sure. better spoke English.
Right, right.
So,
sure. And
so,
especially in something like this where communication is so... key in aviation and also in space
Correct.
As well, sure.
So I said, well, this fits me okay. Mm-hmm. I went to the office and I say, hey, I think I got all the needed skills.
I'm
to...
your guy. soy tu tío.
So I did a few interviews and they say, yeah, you're exactly what we're looking for. Here, sign the contract. And then the responsible asked me, but you have finished your military
service.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was a must.
Obligatory, right?
It was obligatory.
Right.
And I said, no. She said, what do you mean no? Didn't you see the ad? The ad said specifically that that was a must.
Right,
you had
right.
to do it. And I said, well, I didn't see it.
I missed that part of it.
I missed it. It was not really true. But
right, right. So but you're she, like, hey, if it flies, sequela.
That's right. So she said, well, go as a volunteer. So you finish as soon as possible. And when you finish, come back.
Okay, so there was no way around that. No, había
no,
forma
no, no. De no way around that.
Okay. Right,
so
right.
I did. I went to... I put up the papers to sign as a volunteer.
Right.
And 18 months later, I returned to the office. And I told the secretary...
Was it the same woman?
The
same guy?
It was the same woman, but the secretary was different.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I said to the secretary, I have a meeting, an appointment. And she says, you have an appointment? When did you get the appointment? I said, 18 months ago.
Now, this is good. I'm telling you, you got to, hey, guys, you got to be persistent. You got to follow
right,
up.
Right, right.
And you did that. And that's mm-hmm. probably led to, I mean, she said, wow, this guy is persistent. I like it. If we tell him to get something done, he's going to do it. Even if it's 2 years later, it's going to be done.
So when I got into her office and she didn't even say good morning. She said, Carlos, have you finished your military service?
So she was obviously impressed by you the first time. And
I said, yeah. And she says, well, sign the contract. And she opened a drawer, took out the same contract that she gave to me 18 months ago and put it on the table. And she says, but you're not going to Robledo. In the time that you've been doing your military service, we built a station in Fresnadillas for manned flights, and that's where you're going.
Oh, wow. So you were sent to another place in the
that's
end,
right.
but you were still working in this newfound industry.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, I remember reading on your website, the reason you wanted to be a doctor was a personal reason.
Oh, yes.
Correct?
Indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said, you know, I want to be a doctor. But then life sometimes, well, John Lennon said it, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Right.
But you got to follow your heart. And I think that's something you've done the whole way.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed these 43 years, every second of these 43 years.
Right, right. Yeah, well, sometimes it's the best things happen when you just say, okay, I'm going to trust my instincts, my heart, and even though I originally had another plan, this could work out really good.
Yes.
And fast forward 43 years working as the chief of operations, the head of operations, and this is at the Comunicaciones Espaciales.
Right.
No Espaciales.
Espaciales.
Digo, es un errata que tengo aquí. No, es Espaciales de Robledo in Madrid. Now, tell us about this. This is a very special place.
It is a very special place. When this space exploration began, it was obvious that it was obvious the need of three different antennas at about 120 degrees in longitude around the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in California in the Mojave Desert. Mm-hmm. There was another one in Canberra in Australia.
Australia, correct. Yeah.
And there was nothing in the other side in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So they started looking at the southern part of Italy, southern part of France, and Spain, and northern part
it's
of...
It's centrally located, too. It's a good location.
So, finally, they decided, okay, we need a place with a very high political stability.
Okay, right.
And
not that the government was going to be overthrown the next day or something.
And
right.
that would not happen in Spain at that time.
Right, sure.
Second thing they thought is, what is the exchange rate between the dollar and the peseta.
Which, if you had dollars,
oh,
I remember those days.
Oh, yes,
those are distant days, but I remember those days. I think my dad bought a few houses and cars.
So the decision was made.
Oh, sure. It was, for many reasons, Spain was a... And does the climate in Spain affect, too, in Madrid that we... It's not too much.
Not with that frequency.
Okay.
There's different types of frequency to communicate with the spacecrafts, and the frequency we were using was not affected.
Right, right. And my wife, as I told you before when we met, has been to this Robledo Comunicaciones Espaciales De Robledo. Also, it's called Madrid's Deep Space Communications Complex.
Wow.
A little bit. She was there. She loved it. Tell us about it. People can visit there, right? It's not just, there's not just work going on, but people can visit and find out a little bit more about what's happening. It's a museum area, or was it?
It's not exactly that. You cannot go into the complex itself.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
But there's a visitor's center on the outside that you can visit.
Mm.
There is a lunar rock exposed.
Okay, yeah, because my wife said there were some nice, there were some cool things.
And then an exhibition and and a few models, and they put up videos every so often, so...
Right,
it's
right.
A nice place to go.
Yeah, because you know a lot. I think you think of NASA and you think Houston, Cape Canaveral. You know, you think of these places, but Madrid is a major place.
It is
in NASA. And a mistake a lot of my students make, porque en español se dice la NASA, but in English no usamos el artículo definido.
That's right.
He would never say I work for the NASA. So, you know, I work for
NASA.
And remind us, what does NASA stand for?
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
There you go. It's a good trivia question, because everybody knows NASA, but not everybody knows what it stands for. So 43 years, you're retired now,
Yes.
And you're giving chats, talks, you're writing books as well, and essays?
Not essays. Not
well, the essays will become books.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. He says, give me time.
Yeah. So, essays are in my webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a book that has been written by a friend of mine that relates the space race in conjunction with my life.
Oh, okay, wow.
So it will be presented next 2 of July.
And can you give us, can people go to this? Or is it an open event? Or
I suppose so. It's in the Espacio Fundación Telefónica.
Okay, Fundación Telefónica. This is the 2nd of July.
2nd of July at 1900.
At 9, you can tell he works in aeronautics. 1900 hours. Para nosotros, 7 de la tarde.
Yeah, right.
7 p.m. Beautiful space, too.
Uh-huh.
Fundación Telefónica. I've been to many chats and talks there, and it really is a cool place where they're always they're big in on technology there.
Yes,
I remember using AI, artificial intelligence there, and virtual reality. So it seems like the appropriate place.
Yes, it is the appropriate place.
And of course, right in the Gran Vía.
Right.
Which is, you know, that's Broadway.
The best place in Madrid.
So, guys, it's taking place on the 2nd of July. It's 7 p.m. at Fundación Telefónica. I highly recommend that you guys check it out. Now, Carlos, you have worked on so many different things. You've participated on the Apollo missions, Apollo Soyuz, Skylab, the shuttle, transbordador, the shuttle, que también shuttle es lanzadera, by the way.
Right.
Tiene ambos sentidos.
Right.
Tell us, give us one anecdote that you'll always remember, one project that you worked on where you say, wow, that was just a defining moment for me.
Yes, but that's...
I imagine there were many of them.
Yeah, that's very difficult. I have three in mind.
You can tell us all three. There's no limit.
Obviously, Apollo 11.
Right.
When the lunar module landed on the moon, we were actually tracking the lunar module. And we heard the astronaut, Neil Armstrong, say, Houston, Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is that we heard that before Houston.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because there's a latency.
A delay.
A delay between Fresnadillas and Houston of about half a second.
So you guys had confirmation before the rest of the world.
Before the rest of the world. All right.
You were sitting there like, oh, yeah, we got that.
We know that they are on the ground.
What a defining moment. I mean, just to be involved there. I'm sure you felt a sense of responsibility, pride.
Yeah. Certainly, because... my job there was to work with the receivers and the transmitters.
Oh, okay.
So I had to make sure that everything that was received was in the best condition possible.
Clear communication
lines.
Right.
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 And what I was transmitting to the astronaut had the proper frequency, the proper power.
Right.
So I was so into the job that I didn't actually got the... insights of what was really happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it usually happens like that. When you're in the middle of something, you're just doing what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in retrospect, you look back and you say, wow, that was a piece of history
When we finished the work that day, the moon went over the horizon. Yeah, we didn't see the spacecraft anymore. And Houston told us, okay, Madrid, you've done a great job. We'll see you tomorrow. And then your knees start shaking.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, my God, we did it.
Right. And you say,
let's go celebrate. Wow. And your career, your life has been full of those moments.
Oh, yes.
Of saying, we did it. Mm-hmm. Because what you guys are doing is, I don't want to say the impossible, because nothing's impossible. Improbable, I like to say.
Yeah.
You know, but you guys are doing things that have never been done. And I'm sure there are a lot of moments of frustration there, too.
Oh, like, yes, there are.
How do we solve this? We got a problem now with the aerodynamics or with the communication. And so it's just problem solving, constant problem solving.
That's correct. Between between launches, people think that maybe at the station we didn't have anything to do. But
everybody's
not
on a cigarette break.
Yeah, that's, but that's not correct.
Well, there are, I would say maybe it's even a small number, thousands of factors.
Oh yes,
thousands on just one launch or one landing.
Yes, and you have to take care of all the equipment, make sure that everything works the way it's supposed to work, and do testing constantly and do simulations, even though you know exactly what you have to do.
Sure.
They want to make sure that your skills are up to date constantly.
Well, you have people's lives in your hands. Mm-hmm. In the end, when you have human lives in your hands, there's no training that's too much.
That's right.
You know?
Correct.
Safety first, they say, right?
Failure is not an option.
Exactly. And let me ask you this. I mean, because this is fascinating. It's an industry that even Richard was saying he's discovering. I didn't know that these people existed. You know, what's the future? What is the future of space travel, space communicate, you know, satellites? What does the future hold for us?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. We will go to Mars, obviously, and eventually.
In the near future, it seems.
That I'm not so sure about.
Right. You're smart. He says, no voy a dar fechas porque... Yo digo que llegamos.
what I'm sure is that I'm not going to see it.
Okay, so it'll be, in the next generation or perhaps the next...
I don't know.
Right.
But we will go to Mars. I'm sure of that. But the most probably, the next manned flights will go back to the moon.
The
Chinese said they want to go to the moon.
Right.
So the Japanese said, well, if the Chinese are going, we're going.
culo veo, culo quiero.
Right.
Monkey see, monkey do.
And what's the Russian Federation say? Oh,
we're on too.
Come on. The Chinese and the Japanese are going, we're going.
We're on board too, literalmente. Nos apuntamos.
So what about Europe? Are we not going to go?
We've got to go, too.
We have to.
We've got to join the party.
That's right. And the Americans have said, if all these guys are going, we're going.
Absolutely.
So there's going to be a big party on the moon.
Now, I imagine there's limited invitations.
Yes, that's right.
So the moon is going to be full.
Yeah. Right. So the first thing I see is a trip to the moon again, and probably establish there some kind of a base or something.
All right. Well, I got a little joke for you. I decided to have a little ask. this is not mine. The other two bad jokes were mine. I got this one from the internet. Let's see if the listeners get it. How do you make a baby astronaut fall asleep peacefully?
Wow, that's a good one.
How do you make a baby astronaut fall asleep, peacefully, in path. You rock it.
Oh, come on.
Dum-dum. I'll be here all week. No, en serio, trabajo aquí, estaré todas las semanas. Do you guys get it? You rock es meter.
That's right.
And rocket es un cohete. I know, bad joke. So this is fascinating stuff, guys. If you want to find out more about Carlos, you can go over to his website. Give us your website.
It's CGONZALEZ.org.
.org. And on your website, we'll be able to find your essays, ensayos, que también es rehearsals, pero en este caso es essays.
Right.
Mis charlas, talks, which, as we said, we've got a talk coming up. Guys, I highly recommend it. In fact, I have to tell Richard the dates, because I'm sure he'll go if he can. as well. It's the 2nd of July. It's at the Fundación Telefónica, right smack dab in the center of Madrid on the Gran Vía. And, well, it's going on at 7 p.m. And well, Carlos, what can people expect? You'll be chatting with them?
Well, there's going to be a table, and it's going to be an open discussion. Actually, what they're doing is presenting the book.
And then people will be able to ask questions.
Right, and then people will ask questions.
Oh, so cool, like an open forum of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff. Well, Carlos, thank you so much. Thank you for coming to visit us and chatting with us.
That was great.
It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine.
It's really fascinating stuff, what we've done and what we've got left to do.
Right.
And just being a part of that, I think you should be very proud. And thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a million.
All right, guys. We're going to a quick commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Beat for Teens.
¿De qué se trata eso?
Es un programa intensivo de inglés que dura una semana aquí en Madrid en un colegio mayor, y son clases y actividades muy chulas. Año tras año hay niños que repiten, chicos, chavales, vienen cansados, agotados. Ahora que notan el empujón que se le da al inglés, ¿eh? De verdad. Y lo más importante es que vienen con ganas de seguir aprendiendo, motivados. Y eso es lo más importante.
Una pregunta que se hará la gente que nos está escuchando, por ejemplo, que nos está escuchando fuera de Madrid.
Uh-huh.
¿Algún día se hará esto de los VIP en otras zonas?
¿En otras zonas de España?
Lo dejamos ahí, que puede ser.
Sí.
Todo llegará.
Viene gente de toda España, ¿eh? Vienen participantes
sí, también
de
es
toda
verdad,
España.
Verdad. Pero bueno, hay gente que no quiere moverse mucho de su zona.
Sí.
Y bueno, teniendo más oportunidades de hacerlo
más cerca.
Más cerca,
bueno,
de su delegación.
Desplazarse, sí.
¿Hay un sitio donde pueden informarse? ¿Una web?
Pues lo mejor es llamarnos.
Es llamar siempre,
sí,
siempre.
Lo mejor es llamarnos.
No pueden llamar para tratar lo que queráis. Sobre todo si preguntáis por los campamentos, que es el 911-333-5832.
Sí.
Ahora dilo tú.
91. Lo mejor es llamarnos. ¿O qué? Un número. A ver. 911-333-5832. Y ahí ya les damos información de primera mano.
Nos quedan poquitas plazas, ¿eh? Siempre lo decimos. No es mentira. Es que como lo vamos dejando todo para el último momento, pues luego pasa lo que pasa. Puedes llamarnos al 911-333-5832 y ahí nuestros maravillosos compañeros van a informarte de todo lo relacionado con los campamentos. Nunca me cansaré de decir el teléfono. ¿Queréis decirlo vosotros? La última oportunidad.
911-333-5832.
Hasta luego.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta, de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
Or should I say, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's a show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Yo!
El fin de semana comienza por la mañana. Este
es tu show. Y a los mandos,
Juanjo Durán, Durán. R. Tegauna.
Evening. I want some hot stuff, baby, tonight. Come on, I want that hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta get some hot stuff, gotta get some hot stuff, hot stuff. I want that hot stuff. Give me that hot stuff. It's Friday on the show with no name, and we're having a great time as always. I hope you guys enjoyed our chat with Carlos González Pintado. What an interesting dude. As I told him, I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. So I think we're going to have him back on the show another day. And, well, as I said, Richard was excited to meet him, too, since we both love space and, well, aeronautics, aviation. Oh!
Sigue las pistas que Alberto va a ir diciendo a lo largo del programa y participa con él a través de Twitter. Ya sabes, @IMAlbertoAlonso. ¿Me ayudas a descubrir de qué ciudad se trata? Esta es la primera pista.
As you know, it is time for today's first Mystery City Clue. Now remember, let me explain how it works. One of our lucky listeners today is going to win English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, my latest book, which is available everywhere. Now, if you guys want to win it, there's a couple things you have to do. A is you have to guess our mystery city, and you have to be the first one to guess it right. The rules, you cannot, N-O-T, capital N-O-T, participate before you've received all three clues. All right, so wait till I've given you all three clues. And rule number two, if you guys have won the book already, please step aside and do not participate. This way we let somebody who has not won the book win it. All right, so good luck to you guys. Also, here's another thing. We want you to come pick it up. So the idea would be to pick it up at one of our Vaughn centers, you or somebody that you designate. All right, so folks, let's take a look at our first cryptic clue. Remember, our Mystery City clues tend to be cryptic. There's double meanings in them, and you should never look at them on the surface, right? Por el, en el superficie. You need to dig deeper. All right, so folks, clue number one. You can trade stock in real time or live, right? You can trade stock in real time or live. All right, couple key words in there. So that's clue number one, all right? Now remember, do not answer yet. You have to wait until you've gotten all three clues. But you can start trying to figure it out and see which one it is, right? So clue number one, you can trade stock in real time or live. No, que es lo mismo, real time, in real time, live. No, estás viendo el programa in real time. You're seeing it live. Acordaos, nunca decimos in live or on live. We just say live or in real time, que se usa mucho en casos de internet. So, guys, I also want to remind you guys, during the first half hour of the program, we weren't participating on Facebook, only on Twitter. In fact, I see some of our amigos tuned in on Twitter. Good morning. Also, remember, today you can watch the show. We're streaming live on my Facebook right now, amigos. Bueno, Juanjo, parece que está congelado. Mira a ver si lo ves tú por ahí, porque yo me tengo congelado, pero si tú lo ves bien, no pasa nada. You know, lo único es que no voy a ver los comentarios, pero I don't know why. Lately, our Facebook live videos, at least here on my screen, have frozen for some reason. Está bien. Okay, pues lo malo aquí, no voy a poder ver los comentarios. I won't be able to see the comments if it doesn't... Oh, we're back. Okay, never mind. Thanks, Facebook. Facebook, always so dependable. Tan fiable. You guys know me. You know me. I'm anti-Facebook. I really am. I know that we do stuff on Facebook, and I know it's great to keep in touch with your friends, but I'm not a big Facebook fan. In general. I'm a big Twitter guy and lately, últimamente, Instagram. By the way, if you're not following me on Instagram, do it now, Alberto_Alonso. Remember, also follow Vaughn, my company, Grupo_Vaughn. And this way you can find out about all these upcoming events. Also, I wanted to remind you guys, while I got you here, and speaking of upcoming events, our friend Kyle Miller. You guys know Kyle Miller. He is one of our superstar teachers here. And, well, Kyle is organizing the Canadian Day Pancake Breakfast. Now, what does this mean? This means that we are going to get together on Canada Day. This is the 30th of June this year. We're celebrating it. From 10 to 2 p.m., we're having a huge breakfast with pancakes, bacon, syrup, coffee, juice, and it's $5, cinco pavos, right? And all the proceeds go to cancer research. So, I'm going to be there. All the Vaughn people who are available are going to be there. It's the third time Kyle has organized it. I hope you guys can make it. I put the poster in my social media. You can take a look at it, but write it down. It's if you can make it, I'd love to see you there. It's a great breakfast. There'll be entertainment, and it's for a great cause. So this is the third annual Canada Day Pancake Breakfast. €5 suggested donation. If you want to give more, fine. That includes breakfast, coffee, juice, all kinds of things, and entertainment and prizes, premios. So this is the 30th of June, el 30 de junio, from 10 to 2 p.m. It's going on at the Village Tap Room. If you guys went to the 10th year anniversary, it's the same place. The Village Tap Room. It's Calle de Martín de los Heros, number 28 in Madrid. Bueno, en inglés va primero el número, ¿no? So 28, Calle de Martín de los Heros, located in Madrid. I hope you guys can make it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And last year, I couldn't make it. As many of you know, last year, I was in a car accident. And, well, I was not feeling good. I remember that morning Kyle said, are you coming or what? And I was like, dude, I don't have the energy. I was in a bad situation. So this year I'm excited to finally return to this awesome event that I missed. And remember, it's just the third year. So you guys can start it. You can do it as a family tradition if you want, which is awesome. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do here on today's show. And something that we haven't done yet, which we have to catch up, tenemos que alcanzar, is a section where we listen to sound bites. It's called Say What?
Say what? What?
That's right, my amigos. It's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. Now, I owe you guys, os debo, I owe you another listen because we didn't hear it in the first part of the show. So I'm going to give it to you twice in this part of the show, and then you'll hear it again in the third part and the fourth part. A total of four times you're going to hear this soundbite. And what do you have to do? Well, whether you're participating on Facebook, on Twitter, or on a piece of paper, the only thing you need to do is write down what you hear. And if once you've done that, you know who's speaking, well, you can put that information additionally. But we want to know what they're saying. If you don't tell us what they're saying, don't participate. It's not the exercise. You're doing a different exercise than the rest of the class. Okay? So, Juanjo, vamos a escuchar el Say What soundbite por primera vez.
I think one thing that really affected me was when I was 11. I saw Kurt Cobain singing Heart Shaped Box on MTV. I saw, like, the video for it. That was something that really struck me.
All right, there you go, amigos. There you go. It is today's Say What soundbite. And as I said, I owe you that another time. But right now, I think we're going to do a section where we learn English with music. It's called Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric. Oh, they all the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. Name that lyric, oh, they all the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, oh, they all the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And we've got so many people participating on Twitter and even more, it seems, on Facebook. So remember, guys, you can participate on either one. But if you want to watch the program, if you want to tune in visually, well, you can do that on my Facebook. Go over there now. In fact, let's say hello to some of our Facebookers. Ana Colinas. She never misses a class, that Anna Hills. Colinas son hills in inglés. She says, good morning, Alberto and everybody. Good morning. Patricia Pons, what's up? She gives us a high five. Choca esos cinco. Javier Flipada never misses a Friday class. Good morning, TGIF. What's up, Javier Flipada? Induanyang says, hi, Alberto. How are you? A big hug from Barcelona. What's up, buddy? How's it going? Tisnarda says, good morning, everyone. God bless you, Alberto. Thank you very much. Thank you. Maria Jose Sanchez says, what's going on, amigos? I love that pronunciation. Pues, guys, in the United States, we use the word amigo, but we don't say amigo. We say amigo. Why? Pues eso es como pronunciamos nuestra O. So, no lo hago aposta, right? I'm not doing a Michael Robinson here. I really, that's how we say the word amigos. Claro, si estoy hablando en español, digo, ¿qué pasa, amigos? Pero si estoy hablando en inglés, what's up, amigos? ¿Por qué? Porque es otro idioma. The same way I told you, don't say Wi-Fi in English, say Wi-Fi. You got to adapt to the language. Don't say caos, say chaos. Don't say crisis, say crisis. Right? Always remember to keep it in the language you're speaking. Don't flip around back and forth. Believe me, I love Spanglish just as much as the next guy. But try to keep it on track, right? Ana Maria Pablo says, good morning, people. What's up, Ana Maria? Cristina Val says, good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, too, Cristina, and all of our superstar students who are tuning in today on Twitter and Facebook. All right, well, guys, here's today's Name That Lyric. Now, remember, as always, I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish, and I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist, okay? Real simple. You can participate, again, on Twitter, on Facebook, or on a piece of paper. Or aloud, en voz alta, si te apetece, right? It's up to you. But just make sure you participate. All right, here we go. Saliendo de mi jaula, y estoy bastante bien. Tengo que ser guay o chulo, porque lo quiero todo. Empezó con un beso. ¿Cómo acabó así? Era solo un beso, era solo un beso. Ahora me estoy quedando dormido. Está llamando un taxi. Mientras fumemos, ella se toma una calada. Ahora se va a la cama. Y tengo el estómago revuelto. Está todo en mi mente, o me lo invento todo. Pero está tocándole el pecho ahora. Ella se quita el vestido ahora. Déjame irme. No puedo mirar. Me está matando y cogiendo control de mí. Celos, cambiando santos al mar. Nadando por nanas enfermas. Atragantando con tus coartadas. ¡Wow! Pero es lo que tiene, o es el precio que hay que pagar. El destino me llama. Abre tus ojos ansiosos. Porque soy el señor del lado bueno. O positivo de las cosas. All right, so there it is, amigos. What a great song it is. Let's see. My buddy Milton. What's up, Milton? tuning in on Facebook. Mohammed says, good morning, Alberto. The evidence is unmistakable. You are guilty and responsible for our improvement in English. Well, thank you very much. And I hope I'm not just responsible for teaching you English, but for keeping you motivated, right? I think part of my job as a teacher is not just to teach you, because you can learn things, you know, from a book. Really, any of my four books will do. Any book. You can learn from everywhere. But what's the thing? A teacher's going to do more than just teach you. A teacher's going to motivate you. A teacher is going to hold you accountable. So if I know that you keep making the same mistake, I'm going to ask you until you stop making that mistake. Right? Only your teacher really knows that information. So, all right, let's take a look. We've got some winners here on Twitter. It's Express Virginia and Jaster. Also, Ana Maria Pablos on Facebook. And Yoli tuning in. Yoli says, good morning from Sevilla, Sevilla, Sevilla. Aquí estamos contigo, Sevilla. What's up, Yoli, Sevilla? And speaking of Sevilla, I'm just in a Sevilla mood today. I'm going to be, guys, if you want to tune in today to You No Te Pierdas Nada, you guys know the show. It's on Los 40 Principales, La Ser, right? And it's usually hosted by Dani Mateo and company, right? You guys know Dani Mateo from El Intermedio, very funny guy, very nice guy, muy majo. And he usually hosts the show. However, today, my loyal friend, mi amigo Leal, Roberto Leal, the host of Ote and many other things, is guest hosting. A guest host is, presentador temporal, no? Invitado, you say. So he's guest hosting the very popular program, You No Te Pierdas Nada. So what does that mean? He has invited me to be on the show with him. So today, I believe it's going to be around 3 o'clock, Spanish time, Madrid time, you guys will be able to tune in. If you're following me on social media, I'll put up a link. You can listen to it on 40 Principales. Or if I'm not mistaken, si no me equivoco, if I'm not mistaken, the show is also streamed live on YouTube. So something you can do too is go to YouTube and put You No Te Pierdas Nada. You is spelled, in this case, U-Y-U, Y-U, as it's sponsored by a phone company that uses that name. All right, so I'll be on that show today, guys. Spanish time as of, bueno saber esta, as of 3 p.m. All right, and I'll be with Roberto Leal. I'm also going to be there with Damian, Juan, and Marron from El Hormiguero. So you can expect a good time. We're going to sing in English. We're going to do all kinds of fun things. So that's today. I hope you guys join me on La Ser. All right, well, we've got a lot of people who know today's Name That lyric. So congratulations to all of you who guessed it. The song is Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Mr. Brightside by The Killers. It's a great song, I have to say. I'm not a huge Killers fan, but this song is just, there's no way, man, that you can't, I mean, the song is just so infectious. It's just got such an awesome rhythm to it. The lyrics are cool, too. And I have to say, I've seen them in concert, The Killers, when they were here in Madrid. I saw them many, many years ago. And they were awesome. They were really good. So, again, I'm not even a huge fan, but I've got to say something. They put on a great show, and this song is awesome, among other songs of theirs. This was a very popular song. It still is. And, well, folks, The Killers, yeah. Now, let's take a look. This song was written about lead singer Brandon Flowers' ex-girlfriend. Brandon Flowers is el cantante. Right. His ex-girlfriend cheated on him. Right. To cheat on someone es ponerle los cuernos. Right. To be unfaithful. So Brandon Flowers, eso es Brandon Flores, the lead singer, his girlfriend cheated on him. And well, this song was about that. And in fact, the way it works is he was he discovered his now ex-girlfriend with another man at a pub. Now, the pub is called the Crown and Anchor, right? Corona y Ancla. The Crown and Anchor Pub in his hometown, Las Vegas. The Killers are from Las Vegas. And he said, Brandon Flowers, the lead singer, and I quote, entre paréntesis, o citado, I was asleep, estaba dormido, and I knew something was wrong. Sabía que algo fallaba. I have these instincts. Tenía estos instintos, right? We say a gut feeling, right? Una corazonada, a gut feeling, a hunch, right? And he says, I went to the Crown and Anchor, and my girlfriend was there with another guy. That's got to be a horrible thing, discovering your girl with another guy. It's got to be horrible. You got to feel like total shit, I believe, right? So what did he do? He wrote this song as a way of dealing with it. And you know what the great part about this song is? The first time they played it or, you know, made it public was at the Crown and Anchor, at the famous pub where he caught his ex-girlfriend cheating on him. So there you go. So he's in the song and he's trying to be positive. I'm Mr. Brightside. Lo sabemos, always look on the bright side of life. Right? Well, to look on the bright side, mirar el lado positivo. Entonces, they say, mira, estoy jodido. I'm in bad shape here. But I'm Mr. Brightside. And he's trying to kind of convince himself that he's okay. And he's going to be okay. Even though, he just found something that nobody wants to find. His girlfriend cheating on him can be devastating, you know? So some people get sad, some people cry, and some people write songs about it. And that's what this song is about. So, guys, during the commercial break, I want you guys to review the song, rehearse it, right? Repásalo, ensáyalo, because when we come back, we're going to sing it. That and much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. ¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés, pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.
¿Tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años? ¿Quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano? Sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. Pasarán 4 semanas de acampada en un paraje de ensueño junto a chicos y chicas canadienses con muy pocos alumnos hispanohablantes para que tengan que comunicarse en inglés sí o sí. Nosotros nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 91-133-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de Inglés en Canadá, 91-133-5832.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Alguna
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EBIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Pauca